Blog Talk Radio.
You said things that it was.
gentleman that you have left, you want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
I know your anger, I know your dreams. Let me try this more time. You're too crazy. I'm trying to operate too. Well, that might suck. Anyway, like I said, tonight's topic for the did Alex Jones talk for the play a couple more songs? So hang out.
Thank you. myself in time. We'll
All right. You just tuned in to Crazy Nation Radio. It's a crazy fucking night because I'm on the fucking air. Hey, I know it's not usual for me to be on the air on Thursday nights, but hey, what can I say? There ain't no other shows on BTR worth fucking listening to. So I had to come in to rescue you. That's why I'm here tonight, to rescue you. So here we go. Let's listen to more rock. All right, there we go. All right. Another great 16. Fooling yourself. Hey, we fool ourselves a lot of times because we're fucking crazy. Hey, there again, welcome to Crazy Nation Radio. This is your host, Ron Reck. And it's Thursday night. And we're kind of an odd case scenario. We don't usually do Thursday nights, but just for the fun of it, I had to do it. Anyway, for the greater good, just remember, I do all my shows for the greater good. If you don't do your show for the greater good, you are no fucking good. Get it? So you're no good motherfucker. So anyway, welcome to my show. Of course, it's Crazy Nation Radio, and I do a lot of crazy shit. But hey, I want to welcome everybody here. I see a few people in my chat room, and life is wonderful and great because it's for the greater good. Think about it. Everything you hear in the world, in the politics, they tell you something that sounds sweet and lovely and wonderful. It's the best thing you ever heard, and they tell you it's for the greater good, and the greater good of fucking you. So get used to it if you like being fucked. Anyway, besides all that shit, this is still your host, Ron Reck, and, what can I say, man? It gets crazier by the minute. We have no rights. We have no freedom. But anyway, let's play this song and get over it.
If I close my eyes forever, will it all remain unchanged? If I close my eyes forever, will it all remain the same?
Will it all remain the same?
All right, when Crazy Nation Radio does a rock show, we don't fuck around about it. Say, hey, I'm sorry about that. I didn't mean that to happen, but hey, shit happens when you're sitting in the studio and half fucked up on liquor, alcohol, and drugs. That's part of the rock business. But anyway, no, I'm kidding. I'm actually perfectly fine. Nope, everybody's doing good. But anyway, I'm going to flip around here a little bit and take a look at my board. I do have one caller. Let's see who this is. 214, welcome to the show. How's it going tonight? Welcome to Crazy Nation Radio. 214? Okay, well, they don't seem to be too responsive, so that's cool. We'll just leave them on there and leave them hanging. Maybe just listening. Hey, good. It's always great to have listeners. But there again, like I said, tonight, you know, tonight's show is a little bit odd for me to do a Thursday night show. But guess what? Friday night, tomorrow night is going to be insane. Insane. Because when Crazy Nation Radio is when we're on Blog Talk Radio, we're podcasting, we don't fuck around. We make it worth listening to. We give you all the entertainment you need and all the reality words you need to hear from us. So light your lighter and rock and roll.
That's me, Ron, 214.
I'm sorry, brother. I didn't mean I was announcing myself. What's up, man? How's it going?
Not much. What's going on? Well, nice.
Just
spring.
Rocking up. Just rocking out. Yeah, the weather's been excellent, hasn't it? Been insane, you know, for the greater good.
For the greater good, yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of pushing that a little bit, you know, just because it's funny. It is funny, you know. I love when I do these catch lines and somebody else just don't, they're not happy to hear me to do it because they didn't do it first. Don't that suck? And, you know, and I hear the guidelines and the rules is don't repeat after another person. I kind of take that offensively. So I kind of have to, you know me, Gun. I ag it on. It's funny. It's funny what I do. But I'm sure you're over there on another show too, ain't you?
I'm wearing two headsets. If that tells you anything. My headset on my computer and my headset on my cell phone.
Hit and miss both shows. That's crazy. I didn't mean to get him bit out of shape, but he just, I don't know what his fucking story was, man. But hey, whatever. You know what I mean? I just simply feel, fuck, I got to bow down to this motherfucker, man. You know what I mean? You know, he ain't above me. So, you know, it's a joke. It's just a joke. You know what I'm saying? To get that emotionally, wind it up in a joke is sad. You know what I mean? So, I mean, best of luck. Good luck to him. I'm done. I'm done with him. I can't help him no more. They know, it's beyond help. So I'll do my show 7 days a week. No, I doubt that. No. Yeah, fuck no. But I, you know, hey, man, whatever. Sad, you know. But, and did you read the rules? Get the instructions?
I got the instructions, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, that's more like a liberal would talk, you know what I mean? That kind of shit to me, you know? Make it good, fine and dandy, but they're getting with stabbing the back at the same time. You know what I mean? You know, you have to go by their way or no fucking way. You follow me? I mean, I don't know what your opinion is. You know?
Well, I mean, you know, things change, people change. I mean, you know, you get the spur of the moment idea.
Right.
You know, I'm getting old. If I don't say something right off the bat, I fucking forget it. I mean,
absolutely.
You know,
But, you know, Gunn, we've been friends for a long time. You know, we've been real good friends for a long time. And G's been a good friend, too. But he's been south for quite a while. You know what I mean? This ain't the first time, you know, the shit's came down, man. You know, I don't get a story. The best thing is go along with the game. You know what I mean? Have fun with it. You know what I mean? Why do you want to disrupt something that's funny? You know, why do you want to make it a big fucking issue? You know what I mean? Because you didn't come up with it. That's what it seems to be the deal, you know? He didn't come with, so he's been out of shape. Okay, well, sorry about that, you know. You got to be creative in this business.
a lot of people that get bent out of shape. I mean, you know, it's just, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah, but oh, something just, like that, Gunslinger. Come on, man, brother, really? You know, really, come on, fuck. It's not that big of a deal.
Oh, really, no, Gun? It's not that big of a deal, right. Yeah, no, it's not that big of a deal. It just, you know,
but it appears
you've been out of shape.
Right. Wow, man. Fuck, dude. This is entertainment business. You're an entertainer. You know what I mean? That's what you do. You entertain people. That's what we do in reality, in the radio business, even blog talk radio, even, you know, being a blogger. You know what I mean? You're entertaining your people. That's what you do. And I'm not in this for money. I'm not making no money at this shit. I could make a lot of money at what I do, but I just don't. I'm not into that shit. I don't care about that. I don't want to have to pay fucking taxes if I don't have to. And I can spend a little bit of money, have a little fun with what I do, and entertain my friends and everybody. That's great. You know what I mean? But I'm not going to take it to an emotional ride. I'm not going to try to outdo everybody else. I don't need to. Why? What's the sense in that, man? You know, just be yourself. Be happy. That's what I do. You know, you don't hear me getting bent. I mean, I have got bent a couple times, but no, not very much. I mean, I don't know what the guy's rag is, man. That's all I can say. Whatever, you know. Party on. Just party on. So, you know. I mean, life ain't fair. Period. Life is not an easy thing to fucking deal with, man. There's a lot of shit that gets handed to you. You know what I mean? But there again,
oh, yeah.
The difference, fantasy and reality, Gunslinger. You know that one. Fantasy and reality. You know, when we bring up reality, it's fucking bad. You don't want to hear that, you know. You don't want to hear reality. You know, the people I know that don't want to hear reality are liberals, period. They're liberals. They don't like reality. They like fiction. You know, 9/11 was not an inside job. It was terrorist. You know, these three buildings just collapsed on their fucking own. You know? So that's one case. You know, Alex Jones is a no good motherfucker. So that's another one. You know, how much more do I need to go? But you mean, and the funny part about, well, yeah, Randy, right. You know, but most of the shit Alex Jones ever talked about was real. The shit came true, man. That's the sad part about it. That's sorry. You know, the motherfucker had it all right on the money. But there are then people out in this world that believe the bullshit story fed to them. It's like they believe CNN for everything they tell them. That's the sad part. They believe this shit. Go ahead, Gunn. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, like you said, you know, liberals, they live in a fantasy world, and that's when the real world hits the fantasy world, it's like hitting a nest full of hornets. They don't mix very well. Okay? As for, you know, Alex Jones, I've met the guy a couple times on Waco. He's got a lot of off-the-wall conspiracy theories, okay? They are a little max. But there's a lot of them that, yeah, that has come true, a lot of his documentaries that he made back in the 80s. Police State, look at all the Police State videos. Those come true. Look, America destroyed by design. That's coming true. So that's what it was, being destroyed by design. Bohemian Grove, that's just true. Okay, so that's not really conspiracy theory. Those are conspiracy facts. Those things happen.
But the point is the weight, it's outweighing the fact of fantasy. Reality is.
It's
outweighing it.
Right.
You know,
not
weighing it. Yeah. The other thing I bring up is freedom. You know, and motherfuckers still believe they're free. Are you fucking serious? You're in a controlled environment, motherfucker. If you're in a controlled environment, you ain't free. That's far beyond free. You know, where you have to wear a seatbelt, where you have to have insurance. You know what I mean? You have to have Medicare or Medicaid or some type of fucking medical insurance. Okay. You can't spit on a fucking sidewalk. You can't defecate in the street. You know, shit like that. I mean, you can't do nothing no more without being wrong, right?
Well, you know, like I said, just like up in New York, I was talking on the Georgia show earlier about the same subject, about the damn, you're losing the little bit of rights at a time. a little bit here, a little bit there. You can't even own a handgun in the state of New York unless you got a permit. Whoa, wait a minute. That means permit. That means you have to ask daddy's permission. You got to ask daddy's permission.
Right, daddy's permission, right.
And I told him, I said, you strap on a handgun and you go walk down your street, I guarantee you, one, you're lucky if you don't get shot by the police, okay? Mm-hmm. And two, you'll go to prison for the rest of your life. Wait a minute, Second Amendment, you have a right to keep and bear arms. Keep means personally keep, and bear means wear.
But that means nothing to them, though. But that means nothing to them.
They don't care. No,
that's right.
They don't give a fuck.
Right. And that's the society they live in. You know, I feel sorry for Mike. Of all people, I feel so sorry for that fucking man. He don't know what's about ready to hit him in the ass. He just don't get it yet. You know what I mean? He's in denial about it. I love Mike.
I
love Scott. And I'm worried about
him.
The way they keep passing these laws down and fucking rules and shit, it's going to get bad quick. Real fucking quick.
If I was him, I'd be looking for another fucking place to live. Fuck that shit. I mean,
if they could pass laws
up there that could get him in so much trouble that he would spend the rest of his life in prison. Okay, even though he has perfectly legally owned guns, they could just make a law, boom, snap of your fingers, arrest him, confiscate all of his guns, and he's going to prison. Man, I wouldn't live in a state like that. I'm sorry. It's right.
And I want to tell him, well, Mike, it's been nice knowing you, man. You know, HC, go. You know, I mean, we live in the South, so we're kind of safe for the moment. You know, we're safe for the moment, but man, up there, that's fucking crazy shit. That's insane. Fucking liberal control Adolf Hitler. Fucking, I mean, this is fucking, wow. It's crazy. I mean, it's so far beyond fucking reality anymore, what they're going through up there. It's just fucking
nuts,
man.
You know, a lot of people in New York saying that they won't fuck with you. Cops will fuck with you anyway they think they can get away with. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
I don't guess anybody's been fucked with enough by the bastards. Yeah,
right.
they can do anything they want to.
Press my power.
Yeah,
right.
It just depends on if I was one of these cops, it would be like, well, if I got up on which side of the bed I'm going to get up on, did I get some pussy or did I get some dick this morning? That's the way I'm going to proceed for the day, okay?
Somewhere to
get
the side for the moment.
Right, yeah. I'll tell you a little example of how they can do any fucking thing they want to this morning. Okay, there's a guy that lives down the street down here that knows the other guy that lives on the property here. Well, I really don't hang around with him, but he's a fucking dope at it. But he was over here this morning, and the gate was closed, and I looked out my window over there, and I seen all four doors on his car open. And I kind of looked around and said, I wonder where he went to. I happened to look left in my truck sitting out there, and I seen red and blues flashing, reflecting. And I thought, uh-oh.
Oh shit!
They tore that fucking car apart. They had everything out of the fucking trunk. They had the hood open. I was watching a sergeant, sit there and take a screwdriver and take the air breather off. Okay.
Fuck.
Looking for fucking drugs. Taking the circuit breakers, the fuses and shit, panel off, taking it off under the hood, looking around in flashlights, looking in the lights.
They were fishing and stripping.
Yeah. Fishing and stripping. And I'm thinking, I'm just standing there at my window right there, and I'm going, God damn. And that was on private. This is on private property. You think they give a fuck?
No, of course not.
They don't give
a fuck. It's getting scary to leave the fucking yard, man. It's what's getting, man. It's getting that scary. You know, but there again, the gunslinger, I know you're going to hate to hear this, but it's for the greater good. See? That's the persona they feed you. That's the persona they feed people. You know, and it's like George getting all bent out of shape and shit. He needs to come to – that's reality, man. This is real. This is what's going on. They're fucking with you, and they're going to claim it's for the greater good, you know? Just like all these gun rules in New York and all shit. They're not doing it to hurt you. They're doing it for the greater good for society. This protects society by fucking you. By me fucking you, or cutting you up to pieces, or putting you in a fucking cell, it's for the greater good. period.
Right.
It's always good for what I do to you. It doesn't matter how fucking, you know, evil and fucking harsh and everything else I do to you. It's all for the greater good. But there again, didn't you ask the question, who does it benefit? Who is the beneficiary of this? Nobody.
It's always them. They're the one that benefits from it.
At some point, you know, they're right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but fuck you, though. You mean you're nothing. You're nothing but a bottom feeder fucking piece of trash fish to them,
well,
you know.
Like I said, people like George, he hasn't got fucked hard enough yet to realize it, okay?
Right.
I got
apparently
fucked
not.
Hard enough to realize, not apparently not, yeah. I got fucked hard enough, okay,
mm-hmm.
with all the shit that happened to me. I got fucked hard enough to realize they're going to do what they fucking want to. Unless you shoot them dead, now, there's a chance you could get away with that, a slim chance, okay? But most of the time, you'll
no,
be
you
the rest of your
No, you can't do that
life.
Either. You can't do that because they'll fuck you for thinking that. So, you know, it is they're really going to put the fucking gang rape on you. Yeah, you ain't got a fucking choice. That's why I talked about freedom, Gun. It's gone. There is no more. You have no rights. You have no rights. You have no freedoms. You know, oh, I can take a shit. I can walk down the street. Yeah, you might be able to walk. You might be able to take a shit and get by with that. That's the only thing you can get by with is taking a shit and a piss. But when you go walking down that fucking street, you walk the wrong way, you're going to get arrested for it. That's the way it works.
Yeah. You'll
anytime
get fucked,
you walk out,
you're
fucking
fucked
door.
With.
Right.
Yeah, you're going to get fucked with. You're going to get something because as soon as you walk out your property or off your property, you're subjected to all these goddamn rules and all these regulations and all this shit. You got to have a driver's license. You got to have an insurance. You got to have all this shit. You got to have stop and goes and all this shit. I don't know. It's a crazy.
Well, you have to pay so much to society to be able to exist outside the box. You know what I mean? To outside the box, you have to pay dearly, you know, given to the corporation. The corporation is a controller, and that's how it works. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, Ron, you're out of your fucking mind. It's conspiracy. Well, really? Well, when you have to go pay fucking for insurance, pay taxes, and everything else you do to go outside of your fucking house, well, what do you think? You got to get permission to be able to move from one point to another. Permission, which is called a driver's license, right? Then you have to have permission to build a fucking doghouse. You have to have permission to have your grass taller. You have to have permission to have a lawn ornament, you know. You have to pay a deposit for everything you fucking do. You know, deposit for your water, deposit for your electric, deposit for your house, deposit for jacking off, whatever. You got to pay a deposit. So one way or another, it always comes down to the reality of money. Money. And then they come up with this persona. This thing that is supposed to be so soft and gentle and make you believe it's right what they're doing to you is called for the greater good, right? That's what they want to do. They want you to think it's for the greater good. It's, you know, you're contributing this money out of your hard-earned money that you sweat your nutsack off of to make, and you're going to give it to me for nothing. You're not getting nothing out of it, but it's still for the greater fucking good, right? Still the greater good. But where's the good? You don't see that. That's not there. But people still believe it. People are that fucking easy, man. People are that fucking easy. You know, it's like telling a chick, I'm only going to put the head in. You know, but you're really going to shove the whole shaft in it. You know what I mean? So, there again, it's I know it's kind of a little harsh to say that, but that's how it works, man. You know, you get sucked in, doesn't matter what happens. You know what I mean? Just because you want to do something, you know. You know, you want to go get a hamburger, okay? All right, you're going to go to McDonald's. You pull through the drive-thru, they got a dollar hamburger special, right? So you pay the dollar for the hamburger, and you pay another fucking 10 cents for the tax. There again. See? Gotcha again. Gotcha. You got fucked out of a dime. Plain and simple. It's easy. How much easier can you get? And it's for the greater good. Yeah, 3 cents for the pickle. Thank you, Randy. Yeah, 3 cents for the pickle. Yeah. But that's what they've done to us, Gun. They've completely turned it around to make sure they're good for themselves. Not us. Nobody else but them. That's all who they care about is themselves. So, you know. For the greater good. Back to that shit. The greater good.
Well, it's just like, you know, over take Venezuela, for example, and they're still starving over there, and there ain't no power and all this shit. We give them billions and billions of dollars over the years, okay, to fix their aging electrical grid, okay?
Uh-huh.
What they blow it on socialism. They blow it on fucking socialism.
What?
Now they're, now they're paying for it.
Right,
yeah.
the end game.
Now
right.
they're paying
what?
For it. Yeah.
Well, what? Okay, like you know the case I'm dealing with the fire department I'm with right now. Did you catch on to that gig? What's going on with me with them? Right. So I mean, I'm dealing with fucking liberals in a Republican state. They are fucking liberals, man. And the best part about it is they can only come up with 2 years worth of shit. They can't come up with 3 years. They're missing 3 years. That's not good for them. You know what I mean? And you know, I was told. It's like, you know, Ron, you're a fucking asshole, okay? You're a straight-up fucking asshole. And here's what you did to these people. You fucking sideswiped them. In other words, you hit them, and they didn't see you coming. I said, I'm very good at that. I'm very good at what I do. But it's, you know, I'm making a right wrong. That's what it is. These fuckers have been stealing money from this fire department for a long time, man. It's been like a personal piggy bank to these motherfuckers, man. It's insane. You know, and here's another thing I found out. When the thrift store gets donations, they go through it and take what they want before anything else goes on the shelf. See what I mean? Yeah, that's how bad it is, man. Yeah, that's how bad it is, brother. I guarantee it. You know, you just don't do that to your community. You're robbing from your people by doing that silly shit. You know what I mean? And then the prices at thrift store are so goddamn high, you can't afford to buy nothing there. Even though you're fucking broken poor, you just can't fucking pull it off, man.
Is this a city run fire department or is it county?
It's a city. It's a volunteer city fire department, but it ain't really a city. It don't have much to count to be a city. Don't have no police department, none of that shit. You know, it's a rural county. It's out in the middle of the fucking woods, bro. You know, it's out in the middle of nowhere, gun. It's a small little community fire department, you know. But, we have a lot of big issues. You know, we do a lot of, you know, like I said, we do a lot of rescues. We do a lot of extractions. We do a lot of fucking fires, you know. Shit. So I'm trying to put my laptop up. Anyway. He's fucking microphone. With it. But yeah, I mean, it's these people are just, they're sucking the money out of the place, you know. It's four women running the board, and one guy just came into the show and thinks he knows it all, you know. And the other night, the chief was about ready to tear him a new asshole. So, and they keep blaming the fire chief for everything that they're doing wrong, which is crazy, man. So, anyway, I had to jump in. Like I said, it was like they were sites, so I expected coming, but I did. So, they're nervous and they're flipping out. I got a phone call today from the president of the board, and she didn't know really what to say to me. She told me we got a problem with the truck, can't find a part. You know, the chief can't do it. So she calls me. Why the fuck did you call me for? I'm your fucking mortal enemy right now. You know, I'm the guy who just pulled a fucking sunshine fucking request on you. You know, a FOIA report. You know. Problem is, if they don't come up with this shit within 30 days that I requested, they're fucked. I turn that shit over to the Attorney General's office. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, or I can go to court and force a judge to make them give it to me. So, you know, well, first off, they don't comply right off the bat. The judge is going to suspect something's wrong. You know what I mean? He might pull a special counsel on them and have it investigate itself, you know. So, I mean, let's see how it goes. I mean, hey. But right now, the rumor is my area, I'm a no-good son of a bitch. Right now, that's the rumor they're spreading, which I don't care. Spread it. Good luck. It's all said and done. They'll find out. I was right. So, you know. Greasy motherfucker.
Like they sound like they're just fucking themselves. I mean,
right. Fucking themselves, right, right. By coming up with the persona, they think they're right and good to go, you know, type shit like that. So, you know. But, hey, you know. Fuck him. Crazy.
Well, it is crazy. That's, I mean, these people are, you know, these people are crazy. They think that they can get away with all this shit. What about the fucking people that's in this community that may have a fire or something, or, you know, and they're out there doing, wasting all this money and shit, and they're supposed to be going on these fucking fire trucks and all this shit to put these fires out. I mean, if I had a house there that caught on fire and I found out they were doing this bullshit, I'd own that fucking place. I'd sue them.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that they don't think about that ramification could happen to them. You know what I mean? They don't think about it. And, you know, this whole point is, here it is. The board has killed their own fire department. They've killed it, you know. I mean, right now, Gunslinger, there's only actually 3 active firemen on that fucking. You've got to have at least 7. OSI requirements is 7 fucking people. All right, we only have 3. And here's the 3. The chief, me, and my son. That's it. That's all we got. I mean, there's others that are on assignment on the board, but they don't ever show up or nothing. You know, I mean, they fucking don't show up. So you see what I mean?
Well, how do you drive more than one fire truck?
We don't. It's every man for fucking self gun. We're not even legal enough to go to a fire. If you don't have 7 firemen, you are not legal to even fucking drive them trucks out of there, period. You're technically offline. Technically, you're offline. So, you know, that's how it works. Crazy shit, ain't it? That's the deal. That's the shit I'm having to deal with right now. It's fucking insane. And last Tuesday night, the board meeting, the chief was about ready to tear this new asshole. I had to keep chief from killing this guy. And then I threw out them fucking the FOIA request. And the fun part about them, they're documented. They're actually been notarized. I understand. So they're a legal form, right? And I told them, as soon as they picked him up, I said, you have been served. You got 30 days to comply. That's it. That's all they got. They can't do anything about it. They can't say, well, it has to go through a judge or anything. It doesn't matter. Under that law, under the Sunshine Law of the state of Missouri, if you request to release your documents to somebody, that's it. You ain't got a fucking choice. You have to release them. And the other thing that really puts a stinger in their asshole is the fact they are a nonprofit. You get it? Like a church. They got to surrender.
Like a church, yeah.
They got to surrender their shit. So if they don't do it, well, they violated the law and they're going to get prosecuted for it. Just that alone. Then, when the investigators come through and check all their shit and find shit they did fucking wrong, they're going to get charged for that, too. So it's a double whammy, you know what I mean? You're fucked. So that's how it works. That's one part about the system I do like, you know what I mean? For dishonest motherfuckers, they deserve it. But, you know, there are those that can worm out of it, too. You know, they can worm right out of it. So we'll see. I mean, let's play the game hot plays, man. So, you know, fucking crazy shit. Where am I going? I'm going to blow this camp, brother. I'm going to shut this down quick because I got shit to do tomorrow. I just do this out there to fuck with Jars a little bit. So, you know. Anyway, all right. I got a show clicking anyway. I'm listening to him. So, but anyway, all right, brother. Thanks for coming out and seeing me. But I will see you tomorrow night. Craziness Radio will be on tomorrow night. We'll definitely be Friday night. We'll start some shit with somebody. But anyway, it's for the greater good. Always remember. Always for the greater good. Okay? We'll get to that. All right, Gun. Hey, brother. It's nice talking with you. I'm going to blow this off. All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Clear.